News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage
in association with AIR.
So the number of election posters used in the 2024 general election, when you add them all together, they used the same amount of plastic as 1.3 million coffee cups, and they had the same carbon impact as a return flight from Dublin to New York. That's according to the Electoral Commission's latest report on electoral posters and how people perceive them. Dr. Owen O'Malley is with us. He's lecturer in government and director of public policy at DCU and author of Election Posters in Ireland, Practices, Attitudes and Impacts. Owen, let's start with the obvious question, which is whenever you talk about election posters, people say in the modern era, what is the point of sticking a poster on a lamppost? Is there still a point?
Absolutely. There is a huge point. Because, as you say, in the modern era, people get their information online a lot of the times. A lot of people can avoid the fact that there is an election because people aren't listening to the radio, watching TV and reading newspapers the way they were. They get a lot of their content through their phones. And so they can not see that there's an election on. One of the things that we do see with posters is that it's unavoidable. You'd want to be buried under a rock not to know that there's an election on in Ireland because they're everywhere. And so posters then end up reaching people who aren't actually that engaged in politics, which is beneficial to the kind of democratic process because it means that those people are kind of forced to engage in politics.
Well, let me ask the second obvious question then. Whatever about reaching them, does it influence them? Because I'm sure people look at posters and say there isn't a chance that somebody takes a look at somebody on a lamppost and says, I like the cut of their jib, I'll give them a number one.
No, I don't think the people who are putting up the posters think that them just being seen is going to make a huge difference. What they probably do, and I mean, we ask people about whether they think that posters influence them, and most people say, oh, they have no influence on me. But we do know that, a bit like advertising, that name and face recognition is important. And so even if you don't think that they're having an impact on you, they probably are, because you'll be kind of going, oh, that's the guy I saw. It also helps with engaging with politicians because we spoke to a lot of politicians and candidates, and they did say that, once their face was up there, people were more willing to kind of come up to them and ask them and talk to them. And so it does help with people engaging in politics in that way as well.
What about, though, the environmental impact? Because those analogies, the fact that it is the same as 1.3 million coffee cups and that most people, when they are on the posts, find them an eyesore during the course of the election. Is there going to come a point where it is no longer acceptable to effectively fly post the entire nation?
So people hate them. Well, I mean, we surveyed people and they all say, not all of them, but I mean, there's a clear majority say, oh, I hate posters, and a clear majority would like to see them banned. But when you think about the 1.3 million coffees that people are drinking, that's half of what will be drunk in Ireland today. So it's not a huge impact. It's, the equivalent of two flights to New York, which again is pretty small. The carbon impact is about 108, it's less than 200 cars being driven normally in a year. So these are pretty small. The impact of posters in environmental terms is small. It's just that they're very visual, so we see them, but it's smaller, and it's small compared to the alternative, which is digital. And so people advertising on social media and things like that, the environmental impact of that is actually far greater than the environmental impact of posters. It's just that we don't see it.
The environmental impact of digital advertising, the fact of the energy use is greater.
Yeah. And so, if you're looking at a tweet or a TikTok that, has 30 or 40 seconds of video, we did one calculation that one tweet from RTE on the Kantark incident with Simon Harris, that was probably about a third of the carbon used in all of the posters in that 2024 election, that on that.
That's an amazing comparison. Now, what about when it comes to the pollsters? Has anybody ever successfully applied innovation? Because they all tend to revert to the mean, which is standard headshot of somebody trying to look their most handsome or pretty. Has anybody ever found a way to do it creatively and have additional impact?
You do see some other types of posters. I mean, we didn't really look at this. But what you do see in other countries is that people use flags rather than posters, and there are other ways of getting noticed. And all you need to do is do something slightly different. So I'm surprised, in fact, that people don't just try and do something a little bit different, because even if it's not good, it will get noticed. And so you did see somebody like Mick Wallace had kind of more impactful posters because it wasn't just the standard headshot. And when people do those slightly different posters, they get noticed.
What about then the mutual respect from posterers? Do you see instances where one candidate will take down or obscure the posters of another candidate, or is there sort of a gentleman's agreement?
All I know is from when I was younger and I was actually putting up posters myself, we did try to sort of obscure other people's posters, and I think that was a kind of a normal thing to do. And back when posters went plastic and they were sort of easily ripped down, we used to kind of help them help gravity do its work. But I think nowadays people do tend to have more respect for each other, and so there isn't that sort of covering each other's work with others' posters anymore.
And lastly, while we're talking obedience or civil disobedience, how good are candidates and candidate teams at taking the posters down within the requisite amount of time?
They seem to be very good. I mean, a lot of it is because on social media they'll get given out to, and then there are pretty hefty fines. So if your poster is kind of left up, you can be subject to a pretty significant fine from your local council. So most of the posters do come down in time.
Owen, thank you very much. That is Dr. Owen O'Malley, who is lecturer in government and director of public policy at DCU and author of Election Posters in Ireland, Practices, Attitudes and Impact.
News Talk Breakfast with Anton Savage. In association with AIR. Weekday mornings at 7. News Talk. Conversation that counts.